VCA Arrest Ling. Now, I said I'd do this yesterday, and I didn't, because I wanted to do other things in the end, and it is my podcast, after all. I can't decide what I want to do, and I like to tease you just a little. So, this is VCA, as I say. VCA, as I say. And I haven't seen VCA for quite some time. It's not that I didn't want to, or I thought, I don't like that promotion anymore, I'm not going to bother, I'm eschewing it. Eschew, bless you. It's just that I've got a lot to do, and sometimes things fall off the radar, or that's the wrong phrase, isn't it? Pass under the radar? Whatever it is, I just forgot to do it. And I'm delighted to see that not much has changed, and that's a good thing. So this is MegaFest 15. About 15 of these blighters. And there's quite a lot of work here. It's about an hour and a quarter. So we've got Tara Ray, who is the... she's the commissioner, I suppose, of VCA. But she doesn't half like to big up wrestlers that she likes. So she's there with William Princeton Harris, who's a wrestler that she likes. They sucker Marquez May, or Quez, in. And then there's a match. It's an impromptu match, I suspect. I don't quite know, but there's a lot of cookie sheet action. Yeah. So Harris smacks him with the cookie sheet to the head and then chokes him with it just before that. Apparently, according to commentary, anything goes. It does look like that. You didn't really have to tell me. Then he gets a street sign, does Harris, and he gets a street sign. Yeah, because he'll smack it on his back. And, he does, with authority. I mean, he waits for us. It's good wrestling stuff. He waits for it so that the crowd are really looking forward to it or are worried about it. And he doesn't half get some talk on it, to be honest. But Q then gets the... Well, Quez. Quez. We've got the Q, the Black Mamba later, so let's call him Quez. Gets the upper hand a bit and Tara has to get in the ring because she likes to help her wrestlers that she likes if she can, and Harris is the one that she likes the most at the moment. And Quez just smacks her one, which the crowd really like, and then there's a kick to Harris for a Quez pin that will not stand, I feel sure, going forward. I think that Tara Ray might be very angry with Quez, and I mean, he's been a thorn in their side for quite some time now. We've got Sean Hoodrich with Snake versus Johnny Ewing. Now, it's for the TV belt, which Johnny owns at the moment, or it's certainly around his waist. He doesn't like snakes, and he bails from that. I mean, the snake's not even out of the bag. Yeah, it doesn't let the cat out of the bag either, because I think the snake might have let it. But anyway, Ewing then throws Hoodrich from the top when Hoodrich looks to be on top. Hoodrich then hits a lovely drop kick, and Ewing sends Hoodrich face first into the buckle, and then when he staggers out, it's a lovely neck breaker. It's smooth and it's beautiful, and they both do it so well. Then Ewing bails when Hoodrich goes for the snake. All he has to do, it seems, is look at it, and Ewing's out of there. They fight it's not a great fight on the outside, and there's a DQ because they are both outside. Not what I really wanted. I wanted to see that snake all over Ewing, and it might have been Andre the Giant, you know, with Jake the Snake's snake. Bobby! Bobby! Yeah, remember that? Yeah, calling for Mr. Heathen there. Love it. Love that. Now, here's the battle royal for the golden ticket. Battle for the golden ticket. So, there's a golden ticket, and I presume you can get into any club you like, and into VIP areas as well, where you might bump into Hollywood star. No, not really. No. It's to get a chance at a belt, whenever you like, or wherever you like, or whichever belt you like. Now, this is interesting because, actually, it's one of the best battle royals I've seen for quite some time, really. It's an over-the-top rope, both feet meet the floor kind of deal. Early on, we got the Mighty M blocking a chair shot from Dwayne White. And then Dwayne's really on him with a Hurricane Rana and a missile dropkick. Hoodrich is then in, pulling double duty, super kick to Dwayne White. Spidey is next in. Yeah, I'm not keen, but he immediately hits a drop kick to Hoodrich. Hoodrich comes back with a super kick, and then Spidey gets a tilt-a-whirl DDT on him. They're really fighting well here. Princeton Harris is in. Leg Lariat. German Suplex. Tavis gets the face wash on Daniel Miraculous. I'm jumping a bit here. This is not all the action. It's some of the action that I liked. Then Q is in with an immediate sling blade, a clothesline off the top, and Hood reaches out from a Q Venom kick because he'll need a break. He's been out twice tonight. Then we get the first of the Royal Flush, who of course are Malik and Brooks, the greatest on earth, and Tavis. Oh no, Tavis has been in there already. So it's the second one. He hits a gut buster immediately, does Malik, and hits the powerbomb throw. It's called What Goes Up Must Come Down, I think he calls it. Michael Clark's then in. Now, you know that he had a real problem with the greatest on earth and Tavis, and he put his title shot up against him losing and being their servant for 30 days. He currently is the servant for 30 days, and what he does, it's interesting because most people who are in this position, they're good guys, or rather tweeners with Michael Clark, because he's been obsessed really with Royal Flush, and so he's lost a lot of friends in VCA, but you'd expect them to be reluctant, wouldn't you? You've seen this before in wrestling. I really don't want to do this, but I'm having to stomp this person or super kick them or whatever because they are being told to do it. He sets about his task with a real efficiency. And on commentary, they say, well, I don't quite know why. It seems strange. Q and Clark work well in the ring together. There's some lovely wrestling here. There's a huge powerbomb from Brooks, who's the third of the Royal Flush, in, and they work together. Marquez is in, a dropkick to Michael Clark. Ewing is in, a Death Valley driver. He's pulling double duty, of course. So is Marquez. And a torture rack to a neck breaker, which is absolutely lovely. Tank is then here. They wanted him to come in. He takes down all of Royal Flush. It's a brainbuster to Clark. Miraculous then gets on Ewing's back for a sleeper for ages. Here comes Rick Henry, champion. The lights are out for him when he comes in. It's beautiful. The Royal Flush go to meet him. Henry pushes them all off, trades with Ewing, and then hits a spear. He eliminates Ewing, but the ref didn't seem to see it because Harris and Miraculous were fighting on the outside. They're both eliminated right next to the ref. However, he then does say that Ewing's been eliminated. Maybe somebody told him. Quez then eliminates Q by mistake with a big kick, and Malik hits a gorilla press slam to it's Malik who's gorilla press slammed by Henry. I was gonna say Malik can't have picked up Rick Henry, he's massive. No, Henry picks him up, gorilla press slam over the top, and it's the end of the match for Malik. Now they all go to eliminate Henry, and they manage it. So we've got finally Brooks, Tavis, Clark, and Tank. So Clark hits a frog splash on Tank. Both he and Brooks work on the arm because they are working well together. And Brooks looks like Michael Clark looks like he's quite enjoying it, really. Clark and Tank fight together. They mix it up. There's a Clark shotgun drop kick. He misses a frog splash. Hits the upside down cutter. At this point, it's just those two in the ring because unfortunately, he eliminates the last of the Royal Flush, who is Brooks. And the ending of this is that they both go over and they clothesline each other and both go over the top rope. That's Tank and Clark at the same time. And they've both won. And it's done rather well because I can't see the feet because it's only a hard cam. So you see, you suspend disbelief, don't you? And I believe, that this is rather good. Three great matches. Three different offers. Really loved it. Could have done without the DQ, double DQ on that TV title match. But some great action. And that Battle Royal is one of the best I have seen in recent years. It really is something special because there's great wrestling spots in it. There's great storytelling in it. There are alliances in there. You've got the Michael Clark story and he's doing something very different with that. That's how you do it. Go and look at VCA. That is how you do it. And I am delighted. I'm back watching it. Ta-ta.